Good morning from WVIK News in the Quad Cities. I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Wednesday morning, September 20th. The Davenport Police Department is pushing for a $500,000 contract to purchase body cameras for all of its sworn officers. The proposed contract with equipment and technology company Axon comes after a year of interviews and test runs with at least four different companies interested in securing a contract. The deal with Axon includes 150 body cameras, charging equipment, maintenance, and cloud-based storage for footage. Axon says it provides cameras to over half of the country's major police departments. After selling stun guns for over 20 years, the company renamed and rebranded itself in April with a mission to, quote, make the bullet obsolete. Axon also sells software that provides automatic face redaction and allows officers to more easily share footage with prosecutors. The city council will consider the $550,000 contract tonight. To help low-income students do better in school, the Davenport School Board has converted its temporary poverty committee into a standing or permanent committee. It includes board members and residents of the district. Herb Trix reports.
Board Vice President and Committee Chair Linda Hayes says the most important things low-income students need to do better in class are food and transportation.
There needs to be a policy to help a student that needs food. You know, you need to have something in place if a student has to walk 2 or 3 miles to school and not on the bus line.
As she says, you can't think well when you're hungry. The district now hosts a food pantry in the former J.B. Young Intermediate School that's open 2 days a week.
People can come in. They're given carts. You know, it's a dignified process. You go through and you select food for your family. It'll take you to the week. You're able to go in there twice a month if you're needing. If your food stamps run out and you need that extra little boost, we're there to help.
Hayes knows of no other school district with a similar focus on poverty and helping its students and their families. I'm Herb Trix.
A Democrat from Coralville has officially announced her run for governor of Iowa. Kathy Glosson, a union president and nurse, launched her campaign last night after a 100-day tour around the state. Glosson told supporters in Cedar Rapids she has three main goals.
Our focus is on raising the wage, the minimum wage, to $15 and doing it faster, not slower. Expanding unions and employee associations faster, not slower. And creating a universal health care system for all Iowans.
Glosson says she'll also focus on education funding, water quality, and voting rights. There are six other Democrats vying for the nomination in 2018. Illinois public health officials say a Kankakee County resident is the first Illinoisan to die from West Nile virus this year in the state. The Illinois Department of Public Health said the resident tested positive for the disease and died earlier this month. The department says there are currently 37 human cases of the mosquito-borne virus in Illinois. Last year, there were 155 human cases, including 6 deaths. This year's first human case of West Nile reports was reported on July 20th. IDPH Director Nirav Shah says West Nile virus is still a concern, even though the weather will start to cool off soon. He says it's still important to take precautions, like using insect repellent, wearing long-sleeve shirts and pants, and staying indoors between dusk and dawn. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.